It's 9:35. Thanks for listening to Weekend Edition on VPR. It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, and it's brought to you by Gardener Supply and Vermont Victory Greenhouses. Hi there, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
We keep hearing about people moving to Vermont, but who knew it could apply to garden critters? Do I need to worry about the onions and shallots that I planted when it comes to the recent transplant, the leek moth?
Oh, yes, you do. So this is a relatively new pest. Came from Canada probably a couple of decades ago, but it's slowly been migrating around, and now it's in upstate New York, pretty much all of Vermont and northern New Hampshire now. And this is a pest on a group of plants that we normally think of as not having a lot of pests. That's the allium family, the garlic, the onions, the shallots, and the leeks. And it is a moth that lays its egg. In this case, we'll talk about the garlic because that's the one that's up the most right now for most people. Lays its egg in those whorl of leaves where it goes right down. A little egg hatches into a little green caterpillar. You know, those caterpillars, kind of like the spongy moth that we've been dealing with. This is a smaller one. It's very specific to the allium family. And it starts tunneling around, and you'll see the damage on the leaves and on the scapes. So it does cause damage on the foliage, but what really is bad is it can go all the way down to the bulb, so it can cause damage on your garlic bulbs too. So for garlic that's up now and growing and probably need to grow maybe another month before we're harvesting it, what you can do is spray an organic pesticide on it, BT or Thuricide. This is the same one you use for the little spongy moths, not the big ones. And this works really well for them. So you have to make sure with this pesticide, though, that you're not spraying indiscriminately because it can kill all caterpillars, including the swallowtail butterfly caterpillar. So you want to spray it just on the garlic and just in the center. So just squirt it right down into the center on a calm evening is the best time to do that. That way the little caterpillar will eat it and then it'll eventually die. So if you do that once or twice, that should be plenty for getting your garlic through the season. Now for onions and leeks that are going to be growing a much longer period of time, it's a little harder because the leek moth has two or three generations a year. So it just continues all summer long. What I do for those is I cover them with micromesh. Micromesh is kind of like a floating row cover, but it's made out of a window screen material that's really tough, but it's bendable. So I put some metal hoops up and then put the micro mesh over that, and I grow my onions and leeks to maturity underneath that. And that seems to work really well. That way you don't have to do these continual spraying all season long. So watch out for the leek moth if you're growing any of those types of alliums in your garden.
Oh, good. Something else to look for. Here's a question from Emily in Montpelier. Emily writes, I was just listening to a recent All Things Gardening about tulips. I was surprised to hear Charlie say that conventional tulips don't come back each year. I thought they were perennial, and I did notice less tulips this year compared to last year when they were freshly planted. Can Charlie expand on whether conventional tulips are annual or perennial and if there's anything we can do to make them last longer in the garden?
So tulips technically are perennials. They do come back year after year, but the hybrid ones, which is the ones we mostly buy, those have been so hybridized and really are done in Holland for the cut flower industry more than growing in gardens. So that they're just not very tough in our garden, especially in our climate. So you'll see exactly, Emily, what happens is that the first year they look great. The second year, maybe you get a few flowers. By the third year, you're just getting foliage. Now, you don't have to give up on them, though. What you can do is after they're done blooming, like this time of year, and the foliage is yellowed, is to dig them up. So dig them up, take a look at the individual bulbs, and you might see these little baby bulblets all the way around them. And what you can do is just knock those off, just kind of pull those off or peel those off the mother bulb, and then replant the mother bulb, maybe with a little bulb booster fertilizer. So you could do that now, or you can take the bulb and just dry it and then plant it in the fall when we normally plant tulips. Either way is fine. But the idea is that you're giving that tulip new life, you might say. Replanting it in with a little fertilizer will help it start growing and hopefully get it to flower again. And as you mentioned, though, the species tulips don't really have this issue. So they tend to come back year after year, regardless of whether they've been hybridized or not.
And I love a tulip, but those species tulips, varieties, oh my gosh, I was looking at photos and there's some that are just so stunningly different and cool. So maybe we should all try to plant more of those kinds. And we want your gardening questions. Charlie can answer them. So visit vpr.org, go to All Things Gardening, and scroll down and submit your question there. And listen again wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks so much, Charlie.
Thanks, Mary, and happy Father's Day out there for all the dads. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.